Chapter 6. Scrooge learns a hard lesson. Mrs. Cratchit serves the goose. All the Cratchits are talking and laughing.
"This is a beautiful goose, Mother,"
says Bob.
"It is perfectly cooked. It's delicious."
The Cratchits enjoy their food. Christmas dinner is a wonderful treat for them. Soon it is time to eat the Christmas pudding cooking on the fire. Mrs. Cratchit is worried. She doesn't think it is going to taste good. She puts it on the table and they all begin to eat it.
"But this is a fine pudding, Mother,"
cries Bob Cratchit, and all the Cratchits agree that it is the best pudding in all of England. Soon dinner is finished. Everyone helps to clear the table. They take off the tablecloth, sweep the fireplace, and make a new fire. They put apples and oranges and chestnuts on the table and pour out the hot punch. Bob says,
"A toast!"
And they all hold up their glasses. He lifts his glass.
"To Mr. Scrooge, for the money for this fine dinner,"
he says.
"And a Merry Christmas to us all. God bless us."
Mrs. Cratchit frowns.
"Mr. Scrooge isn't a good man. He doesn't pay you enough. You work so hard in that office. I don't want to drink a toast to him. I want to tell him what I think of him."
"My dear,"
Bob replies softly,
"it is Christmas Day. We must only think happy thoughts. We must be charitable. Mr. Scrooge gave me a job. He pays me regularly. It's Christmas. Let's celebrate. God bless us."
"God bless us, everyone,"
cries Tiny Tim again. He sits close to his father and rests his head on his shoulder. Scrooge hears all this and bows his head. He is ashamed. His name is the only thing to bring sadness to the Cratchits' Christmas party. He sees that the family doesn't like him. They think he is mean. He feels very alone. But soon the family is talking happily again. They are talking about the future. Peter wants to be a businessman. Martha wants to make hats for ladies. They are full of hope and excitement for the future. Scrooge turns to the ghost with a worried expression and asks him,
"But the young boy, Tiny Tim, what is going to happen to him?"
"I see an empty seat at the Cratchits' table next Christmas,"
replies the spirit sadly.
"I see a crutch without an owner, and a family that is very, very sad."
"No! No, spirit!"
cries Scrooge.
"Please, let him live!"
"If the Cratchit's life doesn't change soon, I'm afraid Tiny Tim is going to die,"
says the spirit. Scrooge turns back again for a last look at the Cratchit family. Now they are drinking their punch and singing a Christmas carol together. The little children are dancing. This family is very poor. They have nothing. Their shoes are worn, and their clothes are old and patched, but they are a happy family. They love each other, and are thankful for the few things that they have.
"Come, it is time to go,"
says the ghost. Scrooge watches the family until he can't see them anymore. He especially watches Tiny Tim.